This week here in BBC Newcastle, we're looking at how immigration rules are affecting people living here in the northeast. And today's story has parallels with that scandal. You remember the Windrush scandal in the news months ago? You've probably heard about it, where children of Commonwealth citizens were threatened with deportation because of a lack of official paperwork.
Well, our listener is Jean Madison. She's originally from Canada and she lives on Wearside now, and she's been in the UK for 42 years. She came to Britain when she was just 21 years old during a gap year, but then she met her future husband and she ended up staying. At first, renewing her visa was really quite simple.
It was no problem. I would send my passport application to the Canadian High Commission down in London, get it back, fairly sharpish, sent my passport then to the Home Office, and within a couple of weeks, I'd have the visa in and very little charge. Over the years, I noticed the visa application was getting tougher and tougher.
But
and
for other people or just you?
I think it's just in general.
Generally, yeah.
You think,
yeah.
I think it's just immigration. People in England, they were starting to realise there was a lot of people applying for these things. And I don't know whether they were trying to discourage people from visas. I don't know what the idea was behind it. I thought being part of the Commonwealth, we would actually be fast-tracked, but that obviously wasn't the case. And eventually, the last time I applied, they told me it could take up to 6 months to get my passport back.
Did you ever consider applying for a full British passport, or was that not what you
wanted? About 10 years ago, I noticed, you know, it was just getting tougher and tougher, and I thought, right, well, I had been told that I could apply for a British passport, so I did. And I got the passport application checked, sent it off, and got a phone call from the passport office saying, you need to supply us with more information. Mm. And the main thing was I had to supply my grandfather's birth certificate.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
You've
already had it. My first passport, it says the visa, UK grandparent. Do you not have a record of that? No. By then, both my parents are dead. Obviously, my grandparents are dead. So I just left it. I thought, well, I'm obviously just going to have to keep going with the Canadian passport, which I didn't want to let go.
You'd split up with your husband by this
stage.
Yeah, I had done.
Yeah. But I have two kids.
Yeah.
I work in the UK. I work for HSBC. Mm. I've paid my taxes. I have a house I live in. You know, I'm a property owner. I thought, am I not kind of one of the people you kind of
I've earned my stripes here.
Yeah, basically. By then, it's 42 years I've lived here. And I thought, this is ridiculous. So anyway, I decided I would go to an immigration solicitor or I'd go down the immigration citizenship line. And when I went to see her, she said, but you're actually entitled to have a passport because in my original passport, I've got an additional stamp which says given indefinite leave to remain in the UK. That's good for life, apparently, which means I shouldn't have needed all the hassle that I've been going through.
How has the overall experience left you feeling?
Well, not great. All you think is there could be a knock at the door. I had a bit of an awkward situation with the hospital the last time I went for physio. I had to fill in a document. Then I got a letter. I had to supply my passport, my visa, something that said I was actually had a home, an address, council tax bill, water bill, whatever. I phoned the woman. I said, I've lived here 42 years. What's going on? And she said, we have to have this documentation. The whole situation was very unpleasant. You know, we're part of the Commonwealth. I always thought that they, you know, we're buddies and all the rest of it.
Incredible stories from you on BBC Newcastle. If you go and listen again, you can hear yesterday another dramatic story. Jean referred there to a visa, but the technical term for what she's been recently applying for is a certificate of entitlement for the right to abort. The Home Office says Jean was last granted the right to abort in 2015.
We can chat now on BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East to Brian Urest, who's a partner at David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle and an expert, thankfully, in immigration law. Just can you explain for us, Bryony, why did things begin to get more awkward for Jean sort of 10 years ago?
Well, what happened is the government wanted to bring in measures to make sure that people who were here illegally couldn't stay and make it uncomfortable for them and encourage them to go home. So they brought in measures like right to work checks. Then they brought in measures that landlords should make checks, the health service should make checks. All well and good, but it's a bit like fishermen fishing with a dragnet. They may catch the fish they want to catch, but they also catch dolphins and other sea creatures they don't want to catch. And that's the problem. Right. Other people are getting swept up in this whole culture of checks and needing to prove your right to be here. And not everyone has the right bit of paper in the right document at the right time to prove that.
So will Jean's case get easily resolved?
Well, it should do, because she has, as Alfie said, the certificate of entitlement to the right of abode. If you have a right of abode, it's a permanent thing. It's not taken away. You don't want to reprove it each year. Mm-hmm. But the difficulty is that she's had, and many people that we see have, is it's perhaps not stamped in a current document. And all the right to work checks, the rights for landlord checks, employers get given a long list of all the things they can accept and not accept. And one of these says a current document with it in. And that's, again, what's happened to the Windrush generation. They may have it in an old passport. Maybe they've mislaid, or it's in the bottom of a cupboard somewhere. You know what your paperwork's like at home.
When can you put your hand on your paperwork?
Well, exactly. Or you may have lost it. And indeed, the Home Office apparently have lost lots of records as well from people here years ago. And so you can't actually prove it in a current document. And that's what's causing a lot of people problems.
Is this an isolated case, or do you have other clients who are experiencing similar issues and stresses, frankly, when you listen to Jean?
We see it all the time. And these are people that often are legally here. So, for example, someone who's working, I had a client last week. He came to see me and we were applying for him to extend his family visas, but they're here completely lawfully. His son had a part-time job. He was at college, a student. He said, his employers laid him off. Mm-hmm. I said, why? He said, because he couldn't prove his visa was still valid. I said, but it's with the Home Office. He's here legally. He's allowed to work. Yeah, but he couldn't prove it. Lost his job.
I mean, there will be people that will say, yes, but it's a necessary evil. Rules and regulations change all the time for other industries. And there has to be, the rules have to be stringent in some areas.
Yes, but I think, as I say, it's creating this whole culture where the checks are onerous, and the government's giving its responsibilities to employers, to landlords, to health service. It's making it very difficult for people, and it's just catching a lot of people who are legitimately here as well as people who aren't legitimately here.
So what advice would you give to people in the Northeast who are struggling with the immigration system?
Get advice.
Yeah. Expert advice.
Yes. The Home Office have got a website you can use, but it's very difficult to find information. But do get advice and make sure you keep your paperwork up to date, and make sure if your visa's about to run out, you go and do something about it. Don't leave it.
Don't procrastinate. Bryony, thank you very much for coming in so early. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rest there, a partner at David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle. And